Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
Lessons from summer camp. I'm considering going back to school. I mean, I have my bachelor's degree and the equivalent of a master's degree due to my chartered accountancy qualifications, but I'm intrigued by the idea of actually pursuing a doctorate. Given our business's focus on staff training and leadership development, so I'm interested in completing a Doctor of Educational program in organizational leadership at a local university over the next 3 years while continuing to run our business. While this idea was still percolating in my mind, my wife and I volunteered for our seventh year at the Royal Family Kids Camp in Ojai, California, just last week, Sunday through Friday. This camp caters to children in the foster care system. We strive to be positive role models for these 7 to 11-year-olds who have been let down by those closest to them. It's an exhausting yet incredibly rewarding experience. Now I'm back in the creature comforts of my own home, I'm beginning to peruse the curriculum overview for the doctorate program. What specifically caught my eye was this statement of intent, quote, "The program's mission is to develop scholarly practitioners as leaders and architects of change who make significant contributions to the organizations and communities they serve. The focus of the program is to apply leadership theory to practice through relevant and experiential learning," end quote. As I read this again to make sure I actually understood what was being said, my mind wandered back to the 5 long, hot service days of camp last week up in those glorious Golden Hills. The Royal Family Kids mission has made a, quote, "significant contribution to the communities they serve," end quote. As there are now, can you believe it, 159 volunteer-led camps around the United States alone. We also, quote, "applied leadership theories to practice through relevant and experiential learning," end quote, as there were many, many teachable moments around the zip line, the swimming pool, and meal times, to name just 3 aspects of camp. Come back with me to last week's camp in your mind's eye, and let's explore how these practical experiences might align with the academic papers I will likely be writing over the next 3 years while paying the institution a princely sum for the privilege of doing so. Each morning, we began with a staff meeting while the kids participated in something called breakfast club activities. And during our staff meetings, we reviewed the previous day and planned for the day ahead. Effective organizations likewise prioritize communication among supervisors, managers, and leaders to establish a cohesive rhythm and keep teams focused on their top priorities in service to their customers. Each day, each pair of cabin counselors shared their what we call I spies with the team, small noteworthy actions by campers that exemplify character traits like kindness, patience, and respect. Similarly, successful organizations recognize and reward behaviors aligned with their mission, vision, and values, while also addressing behaviors that are not. They know, just like we did last week, what you reward gets repeated and what you focus on expands. Now, apart from the camp counselors, the role that both my wife and I held, there were a myriad of other volunteer roles, such as camp directors, teaching staff, junior staff, skit entertainers, and musicians. We each served well in our respective and specific roles. Our skills are very, very different. Some said they find the counselor role too challenging, but I can say for sure I could not do any of the other roles. Likewise, great organizations ensure they have the proverbial, quote, "right people on the bus in the right seats," end quote. To quote Jim Collins on his seminal book in Organizational Dynamics, Good to Great. Some of the young campers have experienced significant disappointment from those closest to them, don't even know when their own birthday is. So to address this, we host an event called Everyone's Birthday, where we celebrate each camper individually and collectively. Now, successful organizations do exactly the same when they foster an inclusive culture where everyone feels valued, irrespective of race, age, gender, sexual orientation, or religious beliefs. So in conclusion, I'm undecided at this stage whether to pursue the doctorate, as I think it's no more complicated than what I participated in last week at camp. Due to my accent, the kids call me Potter, after Harry Potter. And they do kind of think Dr. Potter has a nice ring to it. We'll see. I'll keep you informed.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.